Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله وہ جو بلانِ حبشی ہے سروردی کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا وہ تارا ہے وہ جو بلال حبشی ہے سروردی کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا وہ تارا ہے ظلم ہوئے کتنے ان پر سینے پہ رکھا پتھر پہ بھی لب پر جاری تھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ SubhanAllah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Marhaba. Welcome to the Early Echo program as you are watching this beautiful program from South Africa, Durban. Once again, yes, in the respected and esteemed company of our ulama, respected Honorable Maulana Hafiz Noshad Attari, as well as our respected and Honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadri Mu'ini Attari. Alhamdulillah, and we say Marhaba and welcome to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to the Early Echo program. This morning, we have a very important subject and discussion, alhamdulillah, which should be heard and should be conveyed to others as well. And you may know of people that may have been the target to this problem. And it is a big thing out there. I'm referring to suicide, jihad. And since our discussion is suicide, yes, we are going to be talking about suicide is not the answer. It is not the answer to your problem. Suicide is not a thing to go to, right? So inshallah, this is what we are going to be discussing. Stay with us till the end of the program, inshallah. What's up? Alhamdulillah, we even have a kalam which we are going to be listening to. And this is our tarkeeb for the day, whereas we commence with Hamdi Bari Ta'ala. And of course, we listen to kalams and naats. Inshallah, just any moment, we are going to even listen to some kalams and naats. But let's move towards our discussion, which is very important. Especially for the viewers out there at large, throughout the globe, from wherever you have joined this program, the Early Echo, we welcome the viewers from the UK. Since our discussion is suicide is not the answer, and Mohsab, we have, you know, such cases before us that when we listen to such stories, Mohsab, and we hear about the age and the stats of children between the age of 10 and 15 and 20 in their teenagers, how many children and how many youth out there have ended their lives based on matters which could be very shocking to the viewers out there? There are youth out there who have thought and assumed that this is the answer to my problem. So first, let's understand what is suicide from the Holy Quran. Uh-huh. Has Allah Azza wa Jalla prohibited suicide or killing oneself in the Holy Quran?
In fact, very clearly, Quran mentions that wala taqtulu anfusakum and do not kill yourselves. Quran is very emphatic on this. I mean, you don't need any other narrations to understand this. Right? So the Quran is clear that do not kill yourselves. Okay? I would like to mention that in our Muslim communities, we never had this kind of a problem. But how come all of a sudden it has just increased exponentially? Allah. Where you hear, where you know people who have committed suicide, were Muslims. Where you hear and you know people that contemplate suicide. And personally, I can say, being part of the Ruhani Ilaj Department of Dawat Islami, we get these calls. I won't forget. I was busy in some Madani kam, some Dini kam, and I get a call from somebody. Ma, please, you know, immediately contact so-and-so because they are about to kill themselves. What are you going to do? You have to leave everything else.
Allahu Akbar.
You have to. You don't want that to be on your conscience. That no, I'm busy now. I can't. You can't. You know, you can't delay that. So immediately you get on the call and try to convince the person. Alhamdulillah, the person agreed and is okay now. But we're getting this. One case I had at the where I'm stationed at. Na? So there was a youngster, and he felt like, you know, there's no hope in life. And he was sitting there, I won't forget, and trying to convince him. But you're getting these cases. But how come it has increased in our Muslim communities? Because according to, you know, relative world stats, approximately 800,000 people commit suicide every year. 800,000, almost a million. So, I mean, we're going to go into some of the reasons. But,
and Mohsab, this doesn't even matter anymore whether they dwell in elite areas or not, Mohsab. Whether poor ilaqa and poor area, whether it's a very rich area, we have seen equally people that come from societies that assume that they have degrees and have earned this type of status, so they would not, turn towards some shameful act like that. But
how many rich and famous people have committed suicide?
Just amazing, Mohsab. Mm. Doctors, engineers, professors. Who have, you know, we just been tied with life, Mohsab. So, Mohsab, then in this motivation that you give the youth out there, what are some of the common reasons that we find that children turn towards committing suicide? What do they feel, Mohsab, when you do such counseling with the youth out there?
Okay, from my little experience, there would be a whole host of reasons.
Right.
But, okay, depression is one of the main factors. Okay. And where a youngster feels like neglected by the family, by the parents in particular.
Okay.
That the parents are not giving any attention. They feel the parents don't worry about me. I'm all alone. I have nobody to turn to. This is why we encourage, you know, our communities out there. You know, keep a good relationship with the imam of your area. If you don't want to talk to anybody else, you don't want to go to a counselor, you don't want to go to, you know, the hospital or doctor, speak to your imam. Your imam will advise you within the boundaries of Sharia. Will help you to understand. So that's one of the reasons. Maybe depression, anxiety, the stress of life. I can't handle it, the stress of life. With the financial stress, but also there's a spiritual aspect as well.
Right.
Where shaitan, he's the one who convinces this person. So the spiritual aspect, and we see many of the cases are spiritually inclined. Maybe the person is affected by jinn, maybe by jadu, or my family members have let me down. I failed the examinations. I'm useless. And this is why we tell parents also, in child psychology, they teach you that don't belittle your children, especially in public. Because it has an effect. Maybe if they won't say anything, my little minds, it has a psychological effect. My mother is insulting me. My mother is not looking at, you know, doesn't have any hope in me. My father doesn't have any hope in me. So they feel useless. I'm useless. So it's a useless life. Why must live it then? With my own parents, they don't give me that love and attention, and they're always putting me down. They won't say, but their minds are thinking like this. So these are some of, there'll be other reasons as well, but these are some of the main reasons that we have seen. And we always, like part of the counseling, what we try to do is, we try to bring the attention that, okay, this is a point that, you know, is for us and our viewers and listeners out there, that if you take your biggest problems that you have, your biggest problems. Now think now in your life, how many very big problems you had in the past and umode?
Allahu Akbar.
So like this is going to pass one day.
Right? Allah.
And besides that, take your biggest problems and keep it in front of you. When your life ends, all these problems end. All of them end. But the real problems start in the grave if you didn't prepare. So this is part of like how we try to make the mind. And your body is an amana, it doesn't belong to you. You can't do as you please with something you don't, it doesn't belong to you. Allah. It belongs to Allah. Allah says in the Quran that indeed Allah has bought the lives and the belongings of the believers in exchange for Jannah. So don't you want Jannah? You don't own this, how can you do as you please?
Allah.
So this is part of, you know, some of the ways we try to
counsel. You know, this is just so excellent, mashallah, to hear these Madani pearls that will motivate us to motivate others out there as well, that committing suicide is not the answer. It is not the solution to your problems. Turn towards the Holy Quran Pak. And the easiest thing, mashallah, a person can do is immediately refer to a Sunni Sahihul Aqidah scholar of Islam, inshallah, who will then guide you in your matters. The solution to all your problems is actually in the Holy Quran Pak. Jiha, it is in the Holy Quran. There are a lot of people out there, Muasab, who, if you look at the stats of those people that had turned towards committing suicide, right? They were right there, very suicidal. They knew it, right? This is the moment I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. They went to that limit and the ayat of the Quran Pak would change their minds.
Subhanallah.
Or there's some narration of some hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam also changed him. And I actually met with people. This is my own personal experience, myself meeting with people. I think it's about two or three people that I have met with. But from what I have understood, myself is that that moment, when a person is in that moment, you're living that moment, and you know and you are certain, you are determined that this is that haram act that's going to be committed. Astaghfirullah ala ya'udhu billah. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability to have our nafs in our control, Muasab, and allow us to rid ourselves of the devil of shaitan, who of course forces those whispers into your hearts and minds. And once that's instilled and embedded there, then a person of course then goes to that level of taking his life and committing that action, of course, which is a haram act. And he will be sinful until the day of judgment for ending his life on an action which is haram in Islam. However, Muasab, any hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guiding us on this matter with regards to not committing suicide? MashaAllah, we're learning from the Holy Quran Pak and now from the blessed hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some also leading facts that also lead to suicide. What are some of the other reasons?
Alhamdulillah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he has provided us with guidance in terms of all matters of life, and as if Alhamdulillah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him the knowledge of everything. So, the knowledge of the stats that we are having in today's time, that was also granted to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he granted the Ummah with the solution. And he has mentioned the hikmah, the wisdom behind, you know, not falling prey to this suicidal tendency of thinking in this way or contemplating suicide, because one is literally taking his own life with his own hand. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that in the same fashion that you take your own life, the punishment for that person until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him and he's taken to Jannah, prior to that the punishment will be that from now till that time that person will be killing himself in the same manner over and over and over. Does a person think once I do this, it's over? It's not over. This is just the beginning. And you are going to be torturing yourself in the same manner until such point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and that person is taken to Jannah.
So indeed, it's no solution at all. You just creating more problems for yourself.
Of course, يُبْعَثُ كُلُّ عَبْدٍ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Every person will be resurrected in the way he had died, right? A person who died in a state of, whilst drinking alcohol, for example, Mawasab, he will raise on the day of judgment with beverages in his hands.
Allah.
A person who used any tool, as Mawasab just explained, in the hadith of the beloved Rasul, he will wake up with the very same tools hurting himself. A Mu'azzin who will wake up on the day of judgment, who gave the adhan, Mu'asab, passed away in that condition, will wake up saying, Hayya ala salah.
Subhanallah.
Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Just imagine a person who dies in a state of reciting the Holy Quran, Pak, Mu'asab. So, this narration which Mu'asab actually narrated is an eye-opener, Mu'asab, that which one of us can, you know, assume that by ending my life, my problems come to an end, not realizing that there is a bigger hurdle and a bigger musibat than what you have experienced in the world awaiting you for committing or ending your life in that manner.
Allah.
There is a bigger problem.
How embarrassing that is. Allah. That you are raised on the day of judgment in those, you know, pitiful conditions. So a person needs to think about these things before even contemplating about suicide. And something you mentioned earlier, shaitan. Look, shaitan is there. We don't see him, but he's there. He's constantly plotting, constantly planning, constantly throwing his webs, his webs of deceit and his nets to try and catch us somewhere. Now, you know, shaitan sometimes whispers ideas in our minds, in our own voices. In our own voices, he whispers. So we think like, you know, I'm giving myself this idea. Like, you
Allah, just leave everything
and just end it all. It's actually shaitan who's whispering these things in your voice. Now, it's up to us now. Do you want to follow shaitan? But you know where he's going. So why not, you know, be obedient to Allah and His Rasul. Have sabr, have patience and work on, you know, solving whatever problems you have in life. List your problems down. No matter how big it is, how small it is, there's a solution for every problem. You turn to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you turn to the Quran and the Sunnah, you will definitely find solutions in there. You do it with the right intentions. You will surround yourself with positive people. Not people who are going to make you feel even worse, put you down. Surround yourself with positive people. All of these things that help remove those tendencies and, you know, to contemplate about suicide. So surround yourself with positive people, and the best people are pious people. Those who are, you know, always reminding you about your duty to Allah and His Rasul. Those who are reminding you to prepare for the qabr and akhirah. Those who are reminding you to read your salah, to do good, to practice sunnah. These are friends. Not the friends who are taking you to the clubs and the pubs and, you know, music and dancing and gambling and drugs. And those are your enemies. They're taking you towards places behind which is Jahannam. Your friends are those who remind you about Allah and His Rasul, your duty as a Muslim. Those are your friends. Those are the people you need to surround yourself with. Those are positive people. Because the positive people, positive environment will lead to a, what they say, PMA, positive mental attitude. Right. And you don't give room for all these negative thoughts like suicide.
Right. So, according to some studies, right, there are some very, very common causes of suicide, right? For example, family disputes. Some disputes go to such high levels which cause people to end their lives. Mosaf, can you shed some light on some of the common causes such as family disputes?
Family disputes, majority of the time when a person goes to the extreme end of committing suicide because of having family dispute, most often it is related to the family turning against that person in some cases.
Right.
Unfortunately it is, but it does happen. Is the reality. So now, at such point in time, what should one think? Think positively so he doesn't contemplate suicide. Oh, the thought of committing suicide doesn't even pass that person's mind. Is that, I always tend to think in this way, even if the entire creation has turned their back towards me, I still have Allah with me. So, Allah will never give up on us.
Subhanallah.
We always have Allah with us. Alhamdulillah. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. He is with you wherever you are. So, this is what we are lacking. You know, the spiritual condition that we have in today's time, we have drawn so much towards the materialism, and we have our reliance on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than our reliance that should be on the Creator. This is the reality. So, when you based on your reliance on the creation, obviously you're going to turn away from the Creator. And that's when, when the creation lets you down, then you think, oh, I've lost all hope.
Allah. This is so true, Masab. So our tawakkul and our trust, reliance, should only be placed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not trust your resources. You rather use them, as we always say, use your resources. Do not put your tawakkul in it. Do not put your trust in it. Rather, trust Allah Azza wa Jalla and give it your best try. And surely you will receive what you have to receive. A lot of people out there who thought and assumed that turning towards suicide will be the answer, Masab, they have left their parents who cared for them, who groomed them, who raised them, who sent them to university, have a broader perspective about life, you know, earn a good living and make a good living in this world. How hard parents work for such children, Mahasab, who out of disappointment in life then say, you know what, I don't want to care about what my parents done for me all their lives. You know what, my solution for my problem is let me just end my life right now. There are children out there in whom parents invested hundreds and thousands of dollars and pounds. But it makes no sense. I don't care what my father have worked for, what my parents have worked for. They can't find a solution for me, and this is the solution I have found for myself. And yes. Now, the solution what they have found for themselves, Mu'asab, is actually worse what's happening in Alam-e Barzakh. And what's going to continue happening. Only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows, for it is only through His infinite mercy people are forgiven. And even people will enter in Jannah. It is through His mercy.
What goes around comes around, Huzur. The youngster out there, who doesn't realize that, you know, because of sacrifices of my mother and father, I am here. I am in this position, in this school or university or these opportunities in life. And, you know, they have this idea, it's my life, I can do whatever I want with my life. But, you know, your parents, what about your parents? Who gave you this idea that it's your life? It doesn't belong to you. Who told you this? Not Islam. So somebody told you this, yeah?
Allah, Allah.
If you're living your life according to social constructs, for the people are, as Mullah Sam said, people are going to let you down. Whether you know Allah, it or like it, eventually people are going to let you down. The real people who are your support are your parents, are your family structure, your siblings, and your parents. This is your real foundational support.
Allah,
everybody
Allah.
Else out there, most of them, they're only your friends because they want something out of you.
Allahu Akbar.
Something they want from you. Maybe they're not telling you, but there's a condition. Only parents love you unconditionally. With no strings attached. They are the only ones who love you because, you know, they brought you up. They changed your nappies when you couldn't change yourself. They fed you. They saw you growing up in front of them. They saw your milestones. They made sure that, you know what, you went to school, you went to madrasa, you went to maybe university or college. So many things they've done. And you're going to know this if you are a parent one day. That, you know what, this is my child, I have to sacrifice for my child. And tomorrow my child grows up. And you know what, no, it's my life, don't tell me what to do. How are you going to feel then? Just keep in mind, those youngsters especially, just wait and watch. What goes around is going to come around sooner than you
Allah
know.
Akbar. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah pardon our sins. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the motivation for the morning. This is the motivation for the day. And this is the motivation you need to have with you all the time, that life will approach you with various problems. And this world is filled with calamities and adversities. But ending your life on any matter or for any reason, or even assuming that is the solution to my problems, is actually not the problem. Yes, people who are stuck in debts today, people have financial worries, yes, business stress, yes. You have obstacles in your relationship, yes, we understand. Failure in examination, yes, it's there. Distance from Islam is also there. People are in despair, people have family disputes, people are facing severe poverty. All these are many illnesses out there. For what people have ended their life for. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq and ability to understand these matters. Mu'asab, here we go with a question. And the question is, Mu'asab, usually the people out there, Mu'asab, maybe Mu'abdul Qadir Sahib can also share some Madani pearls on this matter. And it's a very important one, because the questioner has asked with regards to hot-tempered people, Mu'asab. Yani, from what I understand, right, hot-tempered people are usually very emotional. So they end their lives very quickly. Can one shed some light here?
No, emotions are like waves of the ocean. Whatever comes, it just swipes away. We've seen it in the time of tsunamis.
Yeah.
In the time of, you know, Alpha and all these different hurricanes we get around the world. And emotions are no different. And a person who's devoured and taken over by one's emotions, is that person tends to go towards this. Why? Because they are overwhelmed even with the smallest of things.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Now, why do I let anything as tiny as, you know, some people getting upset with me, or I'm having a bad day, or maybe I lost some, you know, I invested something and my stocks went down, you know, the Nifty and all of that. So that shouldn't be a reason. It's not a make or break situation. You still have your stocks. Okay, the prices went a little bit down. It may be come to the level, you know, that you invested, or maybe a little bit lower than that. Right. But you still have most of your capital with you. And this is what drives some people. And they go total panic. And there are people who are, paranoid, you know. They are very susceptible to even the smallest thing. They are so negative that there may be 100 positive things happening right before their eyes. But if there is one negative, I'm gone.
Allah.
You know, so that type of behavior is very detrimental. And
for one's mental health, yes, for one's physical health, as well as for one's spiritual state as well, Mahasab. What Mahasab just mentioned has affected many people in all three aspects, you know. Ji Mahasab.
So a person suffering from any financial issues, or let's say, for example, some people, they worry too much about this, you know. I'm so poor. Why I'm so poor, you know. And they start questioning it. And then there comes a time where their poverty goes to such a level that they now think,
hey, oh, no.
Is this life worth living, where I'm living hand to mouth? And,
Allah.
You know, I have no proper sustenance and means of sustaining myself and my family and so on and so forth. People and families in such cases, they even give poison their own family members, and then at the end eat the poison themselves.
Allah.
And call it a day.
There are such cases out there. There are stats more about such cases.
Yes. And poverty,
guide us.
If we were spiritually inclined, I think that this is the root of every, you know, all these issues.
Hmm.
We are spiritually inclined, and we didn't place material value on everything that we see, that we do, that we deal with. That would be, inshallah, a solution. Because let's say, for example, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in his Mubarak hadith that we, as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam, Muslims are those who submit to the will of Allah.
Bishak.
So if we do submit to the will of Allah, who makes us rich and who makes us poor? Who causes us illness and who causes us most prosperity?
Mm-hmm.
It is Allah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in one hadith mubarak that in Allah's divine wisdom, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made somebody poor, then poverty was best for him in his divine knowledge.
Allahu
Akbar. If he made someone rich, then the riches was best for that person.
Subhanallah.
If he made someone healthy, health was best for that person.
Allah.
And if he made someone ill, then illness was best for him.
Allah.
So if we tend to think in this way, this is the decision of Allah. Radina qismat al-jabbari fina. We are pleased with whatever decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained in our favor.
Subhanallah. And if only we start believing like this, Mahasab, and we make our minds that we are bound to follow Sharia. And no matter how sad we become in life, no matter how difficult the situation may be, we will allow these ayat of the Holy Quran Park, for innama al usri yusran, innama al usri yusra, to be before our eyes, Mahasab. That after every difficulty, this is not the translation, but the summary of the ayah, that yes, after every difficulty, there's ease.
Mm-hmm.
After every difficulty in life and hardships in life, Allah Azza wa Jalla has tested every person and will test every person, and no one shall enter Jannah without being tested. Don't assume that I will not be tested in this world. Allah Azza wa Jalla has tested the blessed Anbiya alayhi
musallam,
the Sahaba alayhi muridwan. Great pious people in this world have been tested, and people are being tested daily. So sometimes look at your actions. That is due to my actions. I have went on the other side. Is due to my own actions. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَن كَثِيرٍ. Of course, so there are situations when we are told to look at our own actions. It's possible that the problem that you are facing could be due to your own misdeeds, due to your misconduct. So at times do not ask this question, Mu'asab, as people do, Mu'asab. Some people ask, for example, why me? I do dhikr. I make dhikr. Dhikrullah. I perform my salah. I wake up for tahajjud salah. Then why Allah has tested me? Mu'asab, people start questioning the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. What Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordained will happen, will occur. Without His hukum, without His order, not even a leaf could move from its position. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to understand all of this from the light of Islam. And if any person you know that has become suicidal in life, you could be the reason to encourage that person not to look in that direction, not to assume and even think of it. And these are the solutions to it. We have discussed and covered many aspects, inshallah, Azawajal. Watch more programs on Madani Channel. And there are many more solutions, of course, in the Blessed Quran, in the Blessed Hadith, and in the Aqwal of our pious predecessors. For now, we have a beautiful kalam, Sachi Baat Sikhate Ye Hain, Sidi Raah Chalate Ye Hain. A kalam composed by Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And from amongst his titles, Mu'asab, it is stated that, ulama that have, write about Ala Hazrat, they say he's not only his kalam is Kalamul Imam and Imamul Kalam. Allahu Akbar. He is known as the Imam of the Shu'ara, of those who write poetry as well, Mu'asab, such as his kalams are so beautiful and they sink into the heart and they rejuvenate one's spirit. They spiritually connect you to Mustafa, Jani Rahmat, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we have a role model to follow. It is the blessed Zat of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is his blessed fragrant being. Allahu Akbar. Listen to this kalam and provoke or invoke his love in your heart, inshallah, Zawajal, and allow it to sink into your heart and connect to the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. And when we do return, inshallah, Zawajal, we shall continue with our discussion. Stay with us until the end of this program. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہیں سیدھی راہ چلاتے یہ ہیں اس کی بخشش ان کا صدقہ اس کی بخشش ان کا صدقہ دیتا وہ ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر کنجی ہے ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر کنجی ہے مالک گل کہلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ إنا أعطيناك الكوثر ساري كسرت پاتے یہ ہے رب ہے موطي یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے موطي یہ ہے قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلا اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہیں لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں
وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم پاپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنے بھرم سے ہم حلقوں کا پلہ بھاری بناتے یہ ہیں سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پہ پار چلاتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رنگے بے رنگوں کا پردہ دامن ڈھک کے چھپاتے یہ ہیں کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مجھ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. سب سے اولا و اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی, سب سے بالا و والا ہمارا نبی. کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی. ایوری کلام آف اعلیٰ حضرت سچی بات سکھاتے ہیں, سیدھی راہ چلاتے ہیں. ماشاء اللہ دا ریسائٹر ایز ویل, دا بیوٹیفل ریسائٹر فرام داؤد اسلامی. مے اللہ عز و جل grant us the tawfiq to follow the sunnah and teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will now end inshallah azza wa jal with some madani pearls from our ulama with regards to understanding this topic, suicide is not the answer. Mausa, we covered many aspects with relation to suicide. Yes, family disputes are there, problems are there, calamities are there. Mausa, one of the reasons, if we have to really look at this holistically and understand this from Islamic point of view, yes, people have assumed that contemplating suicide is the answer. People have tried it. People survived some attempts as well, Master. There are many people there who got a second chance and a third chance. There are people out there who tried it several times. Nothing happens to them. They are still surviving it. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep you and give you a long life. And yet we understand this matter that I am a Muslim. And Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal has prohibited this. There is no way this can ever become permissible for us to commit and turn towards. For you will put yourself in danger for the future in the akhirah, and you will put your family behind also in danger. May Allah Azza wa Jal strengthen our foothold in the deen wasab. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us istiqamat and steadfastness. Any madani pearls and parting words from wasab?
There's a summary of a hadith that mentions the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if Allah Azza wa Jal has destined a status in his court to a certain person and they can't reach there through their actions, then Allah Azza wa Jal sends calamities and difficulties towards that person and gives that person patience to bear it. And out of that, Allah Azza wa Jal raises that person to the high status.
Allah.
And we will advise our viewers and listeners especially to try and obtain or try and download the free e-book called Antidote to Suicide by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah. Many madani pearls there for trying to convince one that this is not the answer. And if you know somebody who's going through this phase, give them the book as a gift, inshallah.
Kya baat hai, Mohsab, mashallah. We say shukran for this Madani Pearl, then jazakumullahu khairah for also coming Madani channel with us on the early echo, Mohsab. May Allah reward you abundantly. We say shukran to our respected Imam Al-Qadir Sahib as well, and any parting words from yourself.
One of the things that we may have omitted or left out is that most of the time we see that the students, it's very common in students, and most of it relates to failing in the exams for whatever reason. Maybe they didn't prepare well, or maybe they put their blood and sweat into it, but they still didn't pass the exam. So they feel like a complete letdown and, you know, all lost. Because whatever they were harping, they all their hopes and wishes and desires into it, the whole house of cards, they just fell away, you know. So
they feel their lives are just scattered all over.
Yes. And now, where they're not seeing the bigger picture is that this is one of the exams. And we will write many exams throughout our lives. You know, as a student, we write at least 20 to 30 exams. Annual exams, you know, if you go for higher studies, if you went to all the way to the matric, at least, you know, you may have gone through at least 10 to 15 exams in general. So we have gone through so many exams in life as a student. Now, what we're not looking at is the biggest exam that we are sent here for. We are, by committing suicide, by contemplating suicide, we have failed the biggest exam, which was the purpose of our life, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We went against all of His commands by taking our lives with our own hands. So, of what use it is passing all these worldly exams through with flying colors, whereas the failing in the biggest of exams, the greatest exam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here for. So, this should really make one think, you know, before they even have the tendency of contemplating suicide and let alone ending their life, is that this is the exam. Why am I failing in the biggest of exams for the sake of small miniature exams that are out there, you know? And Allah, there will be many exams as such.
Shabbat.
This is not the end.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, we say shukran to you as well for this valuable, qeemti Madani pearls. And surely it will make an impact just for us to understand this is the planet, and this is our examination. And when we have, or we have entered this examination hall, as Mohsab has explained, then there are rules and regulations in every examination hall. So we got to follow the procedures and the qanun and the system which Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained on this planet, has commanded us to do as we are living in this planet. We are just musafirs, have this motivation. It's really true. We have missed the purpose of life, Mohsab. We have made other materialistic things in this world, our aims and objectives in this world, such as becoming rich and having just money in this world, and we assume that just building high end buildings will you know, make us very successful people in this world. We have forgotten our target, we have forgotten our mission, as why Allah has even created us, why we have come here. So re-understand the purpose of even your existence. Recite the Holy Quran Pak most frequently. Recite, read your salah, be punctual with your salah, and attain the company of ulama and scholars. Sit in the company more frequently. Jiha, ask questions to scholars in Islam, and all of this will give you a better vision and understanding, brothers in Islam, our respected sisters as well. So alhamdulillah, we say shukran to all the viewers who were with us from the beginning till the end. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us our major and minor sins. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, this is the mission and the maqsad of your fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, as well as our slogan, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله تعالى على محمد
صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
الله الله. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.